This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona.
Kind of a big deal.
Of ESPN 104.5's After Further Review. Since Matt craves the spotlight so much.
I'm very important.
We're giving him a moment each day on the only radio station that's won more awards than he has. So because Michelle's being nice, here's Matt's Moment on Eagle 98.1.
Well, Matt, how are you doing on this beautiful fall day?
Oh, isn't it gorgeous?
Absolutely wonderful.
High of 80 degrees
yes.
today. We're going to get lows in the 50s. Michelle, this finally feels like football weather.
Yes.
Just in time for the biggest game in Tiger Stadium this year and maybe since...
It's been a while.
I mean, look, we've had some of those Alabama games that have been big, obviously, but LSU's kind of come up the short end. I mean, you really think about the last time you've had a game that felt like this. Maybe 2012 Alabama, maybe all the way back to 2003 Georgia. I am jacked up about it. We talked yesterday about how it's impossible to get tickets because everybody wants to go. I think there's LSU is saying prepare for a record crowd on campus. Show up early. They're expecting an additional 60,000 people on campus that aren't going to the game.
Wow.
It is going to be such a lit atmosphere, which is why, Michelle, I am so perplexed that I saw this quote today from CBS color analyst Gary Danielson, who gave an interview to TheAthletic.com, and here's what he said about the LSU-Georgia game. Quote, "It's a toss-up all the time. When LSU got the ball with an opportunity to put the game away, only down a field goal with all their timeouts, they'd been there before. It didn't happen. I think both teams are relatively battle-tested. I don't see where the crowd noise or playing there will affect this Georgia team. I think LSU can affect this team. I think LSU can grab juice by playing at home. I don't see where it's going to affect Georgia's play that much."
Wow.
You know what? I've defended Gary Danielson a lot of years, Michelle. Lots of people have said, oh, Gary Danielson hates my team, or Gary Danielson talks too much, or so many different things. And I happen to like him. I think as a former quarterback, he knows the game very well. I think he explains things very well. But this Gary Danielson, this is indefensible, my friend. Tiger Stadium is going to be in Fuego on Saturday. And yeah, it's true. Jake Fromm has played at Notre Dame, and Jake Fromm has played at South Carolina, and he did play at Auburn, and he has played in the Rose Bowl and in the national championship game. He has been in some big environments, and maybe he has prepared him to come in to Tiger Stadium on Saturday, but this is still the youngest Georgia team, the youngest team in the top five right now, and Tiger Stadium's going to be downright lit, Gary Danielson, and if you can't respect that and appreciate that, then you just don't come here at all, Gary Danielson. As a matter of fact, we kind of prefer that because then we could have the game at night, Gary Danielson, but I tell you what, we're all just going to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, Gary Danielson. We're going to show you on Saturday because Tiger Stadium is going to be in fuego and the earth is going to shake and the valley is going to rumble and LSU is going to play Georgia. They probably won't win, but still we are going to be fired up and it will affect the game, Gary Danielson. Just like last week, Florida had the crowd. Florida had the energy. Florida had the emotion. Florida was retiring Tebow's jersey. Now you got LSU with all their crowd, all their energy, all their emotion, retiring Jerry Stovall's jersey. It's going to be an awesome day in Tiger Stadium, Gary Danielson. If you can't respect that, you just don't come.